Right now, he's back. He's fantastic. He's originally from Australia. He's a celebrity life coach, author, and an expert in human behavior and relationships. He's a regular contributor to major news outlets and coaches and works with various celebrities. So please welcome back regular broad Patrick Wanis. How are you?
I'm great, and thank you for the wonderful welcome.
Oh, you're so welcome. Listen, we got to talk about a lot of things. And please welcome Chelsea. She's co-hosting the show today. Listen, where do you want to start? You want to start with the campaign or the polygamy sect or Miley Cyrus?
Well, let's start with Miley because that'll be the short and brief one. And I was just saying to your producer that probably what is the most annoying thing, or maybe one of the real motivating factor behind this, is America's obsession with young girls.
Is that what causes... Okay, let's just take this from the beginning in case people are just tuning in. She did this photo shoot back in February with Annie Leibovitz, who is a huge and well-known photographer. I mean, one of the best.
She photographed
artistic.
Yeah, yeah. She's has done everyone. She says, so the photos are now out in the May issue. People are up in arms because she's 15 years old. There are racy photos of her topless but covered with a sheet. There are some interesting photos with her and her dad. And people are upset saying that these are too racy for a 15-year-old. And Disney, this is what bothers me, Patrick, is Disney was there. You know they approved this photo shoot. Her dad was there. Her manager was there. Everybody was there watching these photos being taken. So why now is everybody going, we didn't realize it was going to be like this? She said in her apology, I took part in a photo shoot that was supposed to be artistic, and now seeing the photos and reading the story, I feel so embarrassed.
Well, she should be embarrassed, but she can't blame anyone else. I mean, look, it's not about her being bad because she's 15 years of age.
Right.
Now, she's not stupid. She has a great background. She has great grounding with her family. But at the end of the day, everyone's always looking for how they can exploit and get more out of every situation. How can we make more money? How can we become more famous? What else can we do to become bigger? And so they lose sight, they get carried away and lose sight of what are the perimeters, the parameters and the boundaries. When do we say no? Oh, Annie's here. She's a great celebrity photographer. Yes, let's do it because it's going to be on Vanity Fair and we're going to even make more money. But they forget about their own principles, their own values. You should not have a 15-year-old girl taking those kind of photos. I don't care whether you tell me they're artistic or not. She shouldn't be having a photo like that when she is a idol for young girls as young as, you know, 7 and 8 years of age and younger.
Six,
that's
yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you, Patrick, but what I wonder, though, is that, you know, I was saying earlier, I think a lot of what she does is inappropriate. Sometimes the subject matters of her songs or what she wears to award shows or whatever, and I feel kind of prudish saying that, but it's true, right?
Well, it's simply this. It's that it's a 15-year-old who's trying to be an adult, and it's, again, I'm going to say the same thing. It's America's obsession with young girls. I love the way that we all scream about pedophilia and pornography, but the consumers are the ones that drive this, because we're okay with the way she dresses or her showing up at these awards with this heavy makeup and long dress. She's 15 years of age.
Do you think any of this was calculated, though? Because if you think about it, we're all sitting here talking about her. She's on the front page of every news outlet right now talking even more about Miley Cyrus. I mean, maybe it's just to perpetuate her celebrity.
She's so
no,
big.
I don't think that Disney wants negative publicity
about a
character that's supposed to be pure and pristine and sweet and innocent. I don't think that's the kind of publicity they want at all, because if anything, it'll only create a backlash.
But why the apology? So if nobody said anything about these photos, they'd never be apologizing. I mean, this. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like,
but this is the other problem with so many people in the limelight. They make a decision with the expectation that it's going to get a positive result. When it doesn't, they quickly apologize and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong. I'm embarrassed. It really wasn't my fault. It was someone else's fault." Either stand behind what you did, or don't do it.
Her father should.
Yeah, what do you think about her parents? They were there. The father was in some of the photos. Do you think that they should have come out and said, excuse me, everybody, this is not particularly appropriate. I don't want my daughter photographed this way?
Well, I think that an adult should know that his 15-year-old daughter shouldn't be taking pictures with a sheet covering her chest.
My dad would have never let me do that at 15. Would yours, Christine?
Hell no. My dad wouldn't let me do it now, but that's a different story. But what about the photos, Patrick? Have you seen the ones with him, with Billy Ray and Miley in them? To me, these are worse. They have her in a sheer black top with a black bra underneath that you can see. Her elbow and arm are kind of in her dad's crotch. His hand is kind of resting on her ass in one of them. You can see her stomach. If you see it on YouTube, the behind-the-scenes video, they kind of look at each other. It is not an appropriate father-daughter video. Do you know
what? Yeah, of course. And there's 2 points. You've got to look at the bigger picture, too. Miley Ray Cyrus is a very talented singer, very talented writer and performer, as well as entertainer. But let me ask a simple question. Why does, when Miley Ray Cyrus plays the part of Hannah Montana, why is she blonde?
That's her alter ego.
It's her alter ego.
Yeah, but that's just a wonderful excuse to say we want to promote the blonde as the perfect girl. It's the Madonna, it's the Britney, it's the...
Oh, that's a whole nother bag of worms, Patrick, and I agree.
But I'm saying that this is all part of the marketing. It's all about marketing. It's never about the ultimate talent. It's about how can we sell them.
I think that whole thing is a little weird, to be honest. I think it's weird that she's Hannah Montana, but has a show.
I think that's kind of a girl fantasy, though, like that you have this sort of normal life, but then, you know, you're a celebrity and, you know, in your other life and that, and you
well,
get to do that.
Well, she's playing into the female adolescent and pre-adolescent fantasy of fame, power, fortune, celebrity status, VIP, getting all the attention. And it also connects with what else is happening in the music video industry, specifically hip-hop, where women are portrayed in a pornographic sense, where they're completely portrayed as just being objects. You know, it's not even about the face, it's about the body and the body parts.
I know that we're
talking about two extremes, but I'm saying you can see how it's moving towards that way.
Now, if they called you and needed your life coach, your celebrity life coach, what would you say to them?
I'd say step one, establish your own morals, values, and principles. Establish your own boundaries. And don't get carried away with what any other executive in a suit is trying to tell you to do because they want to make more money. Decide for you what feels right inside.
But to clean this up, what would you have them do?
Be honest about what your intentions were.
Yeah.
And whatever your intentions were, if they really were to be artistic, say so. But I don't think that her father could be so stupid as to not know what is artistic and what is sexual for a 15-year-old who, again, this is an important point, who is an idol for so many girls. You see, this is not one of your European models who's modeling for Gucci or for any other famous designer. She's an entertainer who's supposed to have this pure, pristine image. She's not a model.
No, she's not. She's a Disney tween star.
Right. If she was a model, then it would be a whole different ball game. But she's very open about her Christian beliefs, about her background. So be true to them. Maintain your integrity.
Oh, that's a whole nother thing. Like at the Kids' Choice Award, you know, thanking Jesus. I mean, and then to do. Yeah. Okay. We got to move on.
Well,
I'm going to lose my mind.
We have a question about another female who's been in the news quite a bit recently, and that's Hillary Clinton. And I'm interested in your thoughts on her and what is driving her these days. A lot of people are saying, Hillary, it's time to just step down. The party's over. No pun intended. That for the good of the Democratic Party, you know, Obama's going to get the nomination here. Let's just move it right along. What do you think's going on in her mind right now? And what do you think's driving her?